You're listening to Rhema for Today.
You see, your faith can be encouraged when you look back and begin to praise God for what He has done. You pray, your faith will be encouraged when you look back and begin to praise God for what He has already accomplished in your life. And then you can begin to praise God for what's going to happen in your life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, The Untapped Power of Praise, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Pastor Hagin for today's message.
Then in the second part, the Israelites begin to praise God for delivering their forefathers out of Egypt. And we're going to pick it up here in Psalms 136:10. And they're singing, and He struck down the firstborn, for His mercy endured forever. And He brought out of Israel from among them, for His mercy endured forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army, for His mercy endureth forever. They were singing. The Israelites were praising God for what He had done. They were praising God for what He already had done. They began to praise God for what He was going to do. You see, your faith can be encouraged when you look back and begin to praise God for what He has done. You pray, your faith will be encouraged when you look back and begin to praise God for what He has already accomplished in your life. And then you can begin to praise God for what's going to happen in your life. Can't you just see those Israelites? They're marching now. They're marching. The singers are out in front singing the song. You know, any of you been in the military know that you start singing songs when you're marching, because it takes your mind off of the march. You get to, all of a sudden, you in line, you in cadence, you know, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four. You're in the cadence, you're singing the songs, you know. All of those songs they sing when you're marching. Pretty soon your mind's off of how tired you are. And before you know it, you've covered the 20 miles. But now, in the third part of Psalms 136:16, let's get a hold of this. This third part, they began to sing, to Him who led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who struck down great kings, for His mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for His mercy endureth forever. Shion, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endureth forever. Ah, king of Bashan, for His mercy endured forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for His mercy endured forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for His mercy endured forever. And rescued us from our enemies, for His mercy endured forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for His mercy endured forever. And, oh God, we thank Thee for the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. They're marching and they're singing. I want you to know that the power of God becomes available when you learn how to praise God from the depths of your soul. They're marching, they're singing, they're enjoying themselves. And I want you to notice what happens whenever they get a hold of the fact of praising God. Something begins to happen when you praise God. You began. Now we turn our attention to what happened when they were praising God. I don't know what happened. God may have taken all of the speakers in heaven and turned them right down on the enemy's camp. And they heard all of these guys marching and singing. But I want to tell you something. Something happened. And we see the Lord's military strategy coming into view here. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which had come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, and utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had ended, the inhabitants of Mount Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies, fallen to the earth, and none had escaped. Now, you don't understand that. The watchtower in the wilderness, what we need to understand is that when they went out to battle, they would build these towers where the camp was. And they would have watchmen in the tower looking out across there so that they could see any of the enemy that's coming in. It's the same as we do in the military. We set out people. We call them guards or watchmen, or you take this watch on the perimeter, on our perimeter, to be on guard while the rest of them are sleeping. They're on the perimeters. They're watching. They're watching for any kind of movement of the enemy so that they can alert the troops and everybody can get ready to fight. That's the same thing, but they would build these towers. They said when they came to the watchtower, there wasn't anybody watching. That's the essence of what it's talking about. It's saying, hey, they got to the watchtower, but there was no guards. There was nobody on the perimeter. And then it says that when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them in abundance the riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off of them, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. The singers and the praisers led the army. The javelin thrower never threw a javelin. The archer never fired a bow. The swordsman never drew a sword. You know what? My imagination runs wild here now. I think that they heard the children of Israel coming, singing all of those songs about how their God had delivered them and how God was going to continue to deliver them. The enemy heard it. They started arguing among yourself. And maybe the children of Mount Seir said to the Amorites and the Moabites, hey, listen, you told us to come and join you in this fight. You said they're weak. You said they were afraid. You said we can take this and maybe not even fire a bow. Maybe not even have to throw a javelin. What's the matter with y'all? And so now they get to arguing among themselves. And so the Moabites and the Amorites had partnered together on this, and they didn't seem like they'd invited Mount Seir to come along. So they just said, oh, hey, enough of you guys. And they just fought them, killed them all. Now you got these two left, and they still hear, they hear this bunch of marching. I mean, they can hear them marching somehow. They hear them marching toward the camp, and they begin to look at one and say, hey, these people ain't afraid. They're coming down here. They're going, maybe the Amorites said to Moab, say, hey, let's get out of here. Now Moab said, no, come on, you're not going to turn tail and run. So they start fighting among themselves. Amen. You see, you start praising God, the enemies will fight among themselves. Leave you alone. They got there and there wasn't nobody to fight. Now all they got to do is gather up all of the spoils. Now when you study history, you will find when they went out to battle in those days, they would take plenty of silver and gold with them, precious jewels, all kinds of stuff, because they didn't know how long the battle was going to go. And they would use this to barter with, to trade for food and other things. And now, all of that's there in the camp, and there's nobody there to take it. So, it took them 3 days, it says. There was so much. Took them 3 days to gather it all up. See, the Lord did exactly what he said. He said, you won't have to fight. But they didn't have to fight because they did what he said. You need to get a hold of that. Don't let that one slip by you. They didn't fight because they did what he said. It's contradictory to all military strategy to put the band and the core group out in front.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled, When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We have Rhema Spring College Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's April the 12th through the 14th, right here on the Rhema USA campus.
You can go to rhema.org,
yes,
and find out all about it, register and all of that. It's a free event. You get to attend classes, you meet with the dean, you get a tour of the campus. There's a big worship night with,
yes,
the worship team. And then there's information about jobs and housing, and there's a fun night.
Absolutely.
And there's all kinds of things happening. And so if you want to know something about Rhema Bible College, just go and sign up and come on and be out here with us on April 12th through the 14th, right here, Friday through the Sunday.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his classic teaching, The Untapped Power of Praise. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.